You can't prove anything. You put the burden of proof on your accuser. Are you claiming I am a public servant? Can you provide the payroll records? Can you provide me with a copy of the contract? Are you claiming your laws apply to me, and then a man, a woman, somebody who's not an agent of the government? Ask them. You got to phrase it all, and you can phrase everything in negative averments too before we file a motion into summary convictions there to have everything dismissed. You want to contact the Crown in advance and ask them these kind of questions, right? Are you claiming that that these laws apply to me, and what is your proof? You got to remember, a Crown attorney, or it'd be down in the States, it'd be a state's attorney, state prosecutor, they cannot testify. They can only enter evidence and facts. Well, we know what a fact is now. A fact is agreement of the party. And evidence would be a contract. Right?
Right.
So you contact them in advance, outside of the courtroom, where you're free from police and sheriffs coming in and beating you for not doing what the judge says, and you default them. I'm going to give you 10 days to produce evidence of all your claims. If you do not reply, you have agreed with me, you have no claim withstanding in fact, and I will motion the court to dismiss all charges. They don't reply in 10 days. Default them. Just write up something called a notice of default, a notice of non-response. You did not reply by my registered mail request. Send that into the court with a motion to dismiss. Say, this asshole admitted he agreed with me, he has no claim. Dismiss this. Dismiss the charges. Right? What does the Bible say about agree with thine adversary quickly, lest he drag you before the magistrate and throw you in jail? Does that mean for you to agree with everything that he claims? No. Agreement means you prove your claim. Oh, you can't? Okay, good. We have agreement. Thank you. Now fuck off. That's what you're doing in court. That's the legal version of doing that. So start doing that. Start handling things administratively and defaulting these people when they can't reply, because they can't. You provide me with facts and evidence to support your claim that I'm performing a function of government, or that you even have any authority over me. He can only have authority over you if he has a contract with you. Yeah, keep it simple. One question. Mm-hmm. Please provide me with a certified as true copy of the contract between our parties. If you don't reply in 10 days, I'm going to take that to mean that you don't have one. Thank you. Phrase that any way you want, or negative. You can phrase, I love negative averments when you phrase things in the negative, where I have not seen any evidence or been provided with any facts that you have a contract with me, and I believe no such evidence exists. I haven't seen anything. I don't believe anything exists. I'm going to give you the opportunity to produce one, is what that says, without you making any statements. That's just saying I haven't seen one. If you're claiming there is one, produce it. When they don't, you default them. You send a copy of that, swear out an affidavit. He did not provide me with a copy of a contract on request. We don't have one. Motion to dismiss. Send that into the courts and tell them you're not showing up for a hearing because you're under no obligation to. And if you come and arrest me, I'm going to fine you $1 million for violating my human rights. If you're claiming civil rights, then enjoy jail because that's where you're going. Because civil rights is what the government has legislated that you have. Now, people have to understand the power of an affidavit and why lawyers do not want you to file affidavits in the court. If you hire a lawyer, he's going to recommend that you don't ever do that. No, never swear out an affidavit. Well, you never have to fear an affidavit if you're telling the truth. Because if you swear out an affidavit and you're lying, that's perjury. You can go to jail for that. An unrebutted affidavit. If you swear out an affidavit and you give the other party that you serve it on a chance to rebut your affidavit and they don't, they've agreed to everything that you stated in your affidavit, which is a plain statement of facts. Now that's your foundation document for going after civil remedy or dismissing charges against you. And affidavits cannot be sworn out by a prosecutor. They cannot be. They can't be sworn out by government. An affidavit can only be sworn out by a man or a woman. And an affidavit, an unrebutted affidavit, is sovereign truth in commerce. It is sovereign judgment in commerce. You swear out an affidavit and the other party doesn't reply, it's done. You've won. Cops will not swear out an affidavit. They try to say that their statement was under oath or whatever. No, it wasn't. Says who? Usually a cop swears out their own friggin' statement. What, were they their own magistrate? They swore out their own affidavit in front of themselves? Like, give me a break. It's such nonsense. People will believe anything. And instead of a 40-page document where I told the government what I believe I have the right to do, I contacted the government and I let them know that they're a foreign nation. I said, you people are a foreign nation. Feel free to rebut that. But if you don't, it stands. And I'm telling you right now that I have human rights. So if you are claiming there is something that I cannot do, you got 10 days or 21 days to get back to me and tell me what I cannot do or what laws you claim I am obligated to follow. They don't reply to that, especially if it's in the form of an affidavit. An unrebutted affidavit is sovereign truth, right? It's judgment and commerce. If they don't reply to your affidavit that you believe that you have human rights and you can do whatever the hell you want as long as you cause no injury, and they don't reply to that, well, I guess that's now the truth. You can file that into any court record that they try to, any court file they try to bring a charge against you on. Sorry, I already have agreement with the government that I have human rights, and I'm not obligated to follow their statutes. Oops. Well, that court case isn't going to go very well for them now.